Hi, welcome to Expert Talk. I'm your host today, Richard Faulkner, and I'm going to be joined by John Todd Parker, technical field consultant for Rentokil, and he's going to help explain to us the world of digital pest control. Hi, John.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, John, digital pest control, technology at the forefront. Can you explain what is digital pest control?
Well, you know, it's like anything these days, we're moving more and more digital. You know, we're moving more and more to our computers and our phones and things like that. So Rentokil is moving in that direction. We have been moving in that direction for a number of years. You know, we first started the journey off with PestNet Online. We then moved to an upgraded version of MyRentokil, which is a web-based portal. It also comes in an app now as well. But it's not just stopping there anymore. We're moving the digital pest control into the field as well.
Fantastic. So it's all technology driven, all technology based. And I guess it's giving, the whole purpose of this is to give more effective monitoring and real-time data. And how would we do that? How would we actually bring this technology into the field?
So bringing it into the field, there's a couple of ways that we're doing this. So first and foremost would be the Pest Connect system. It's the 24/7, 365-day-a-year system. And what that does is every single device on your site is connected. You know, so we've got all our internal rodent monitors, all our external rodent monitors, they're all linked up onto this Pest Connect system. So what then happens is that monitors the whole status of the site, you know, battery life, how many passes of the externals been receiving, you know, so how many rodents has gone through there. Then internally, it's monitoring, have we got any captures? Does the battery need to be replaced? Things like this. And then this can then be then captured by the customer and said, like, well, we've got a capture here, then it flags automatically down to our colleagues for a call out, things like that. So it's pretty much 24/7 pest control. But then we can use that information to then populate the MyRentokil site. So it gives us trend analysis, gives us all sorts of information in regards to visit types, trends, and it's all done automatically from the site, from the Pest Connect and from the technician.
Right, very good. So basically then, it's like continuously monitoring your site for you. It's giving you, as you said, trending information, which can then be looked at, analyzed and used, I suppose, to give recommendations to bolster the sort of protection of that site, which is very fascinating. What sort of other benefits? I can even see during the pandemic that this must have been a huge benefit.
Oh, it would have been a massive benefit, because when there's people there, you know, because if we think back to the original pest control where it was just boxes and technicians calling, you know, you're relying a lot on the people on site to give you information back. When they're not there, you know, you won't have that level of information anymore, or access that information, or as much information, you know, because there might be skeleton staff, so they might not be seeing as much. But having those monitors in place, it is kind of like replacing those eyes that were originally there. Now the boxes, the stations, the devices are actually the eyes and ears for us. And it kind of just gives the technician that little bit more information to then go away and react to that. Unfortunately, you know, we haven't developed smart devices yet to replace the technician. Do you know what I mean? So technician's still very, very important.
So, I was going to say, it's very Terminator, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very future end, but we haven't replaced the technician, and there would be no plans to replace the technician, because ultimately they're interpreting all the information from all the different devices, from MyRentokil and things like that, and then they're making a plan in conjunction with that. What the digital pest control is really doing is freeing up your pest controller to really kind of analyze the site as a whole, rather than going from box to box to box to box. It's allowing them to be more analytical with the site.
And look at the stuff that's going on around the box more, I suppose, as well. So it's all very fascinating. As you know, I'm not a technological person. I'm not a techie head from this sort of point of view, the digital point of view. So the communication between the devices, how does that actually work?
So it works on a cellular kind of device. So there's a central hub station, and you'll have several of these hubs throughout the site. And the best way to explain it is each kind of room will have one of these hubs in it, and the radars in there will then send constant communication back and forth to the station. And as soon as something happens within that one of those stations, it sends a signal to the remote hub. That hub then sends information to the server, which then tells us something's happened on site, and it issues a call out to that customer site. Even when there's stuff not happening on site, it will be communicating back and forth to the server to say, site's all good, no issues, battery lives are good. It will even tell us, you know, if there's a potential issue, if a radar has been knocked out of range, or if there's something going on with that radar, it will come up as an issue. You can also create a call out from that respect as well, so you can investigate and make sure that the network is completely up and running.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So the whole digital thing is basically, it's freeing up people, because if you're a QA manager or a quality manager, a site manager, it's just giving you information when you really need it, I suppose. It's alerting you when you have a problem.
Yeah, no, it's giving you that peace of mind that whether you're there or whether you're not, you know, your site's covered.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, John. That was really informative.
Thank you, Rich.
Lovely. Thank you.